CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston. A professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul. To empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, yep. Jennifer Couts, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul. This is the third Wednesday of the month. This month is going by fast. We have Nancy Aruda here because she's with us every first and third Wednesday. Nancy can be found at universalsky.com. We have been talking all about what's up in the universal sky, so that today's going to be no different, but we will also take calls. Please remember that to call us, you know, if you're going to call or send an instant feedback, try and do it at the beginning. I think we have a couple from last, we have at least one that we need to answer from last, the last show, just because people tend to wait until the last minute. So do call us in now or send us an instant feedback now so you can get in queue so that we don't have to hold you off for 2 weeks. And it is just 2 weeks this time. Great. Okay. So you can call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send an instant feedback. But because this is Nancy and it is our in-house astrologer, you want to add in your date of birth. Okay. So, and be very clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. And we will offer you as much guidance as possible. All right. So Nance, hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We just had a nice, well, I don't know if it was that nice, but we just had a full moon.
We did.
A big one.
A big one in the sign of Aquarius. And that particular full moon was all about transformation. I don't normally see Aquarius as a transformative sign, but in this particular case, based on the degree that it was at, and you know what? I didn't even mark down the degree.
28 something. You told us last time.
Did I?
Yes.
Hang on. Yes, 28 degrees, 10 minutes.
There you go.
The Sabian symbol spoke to transformation.
Right.
So it's really around metamorphosis, actually. So, shape-shifting. In some way. Yes. So cool. Altering our perception on a higher level and kind of like shape-shifting into a new perception. So it's all good. I think it's all good.
It was the second one that we've had in the last month. Our full moon was also in Aquarius, but right smack at the beginning.
And yes, so this the month, last full moon in Aquarius was July 22nd.
Right.
So, yes, we had two Aquarian full moons, which, you know what? I love the sign of Aquarius.
Really?
Yeah, I have an Aquarius moon.
Okay. Gotcha.
Moon in Aquarius and Mars in Aquarius, so I gotta like it, right?
I got lots in Aquarius too. I think I have Mars in Aquarius as well.
So yeah, I can totally relate on an emotional level to the sign of Aquarius.
Right.
Cool. So it's all good. Okay. Yeah, so I don't know if anybody looked at that moon out in the sky. It was pretty bright last night.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I was camping prior to that, and I have to say that on the 19th, the moon was so bright. Sorry, not the 19th, 18th, 2 days before the 20th. The moon was really, really bright in the sky, and it appeared larger. So even though it wasn't completely full at that time, and you could tell it wasn't completely full, it was really bright. So, but back to reality on the full moon.
Back to reality, way from camping, you mean?
Yeah. Oh.
Nice.
It's interesting because I'm usually camping on this full moon.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I'm usually either at a friend's cottage or I'm camping. So I always get to see it out in nature, like away from the city or town, where the sky appears darker, right? get brighter with the stars and the moon.
Huh.
So, yeah. And every year I take pictures of this full moon.
Right.
So.
Nice.
However, today there's a new energy in town, and it is Jupiter square Uranus. That transpires today, August 21st. It comes back again on February 26th, as well as April 20th, 2014. And this is kind of part of that T-square that we've been working with. So between Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto.
Right.
So like the dynamic continues, right? We've been working with the Uranus square Pluto since last year. Total of 7 hits, ends in 2015.
Right.
The next hit for that is November the 1st. So that's still a while away. And then Jupiter opposite Pluto transpired on August the 7th. So that's in the past. We have more dates for that too. That was August 7th. Again, January 31st, as well as April 20th. Oh, interesting. So that transpires,
right.
The exact hit. And today is Jupiter square Uranus. And what does that mean? It means a potential change in fortune. There's a vibration of restlessness as well as some impatience with restrictions. So if you're feeling as though any of your freedom energy is being restricted, that's where the impatience comes in. But I encourage everybody to have patience, because the more patience you have, the more reward that you may have at the end of this journey.
Right.
So, and I don't mean the end is in April. I mean the end is in a couple of weeks where you actually see the potential outcome of this vibration. So on another level, it can be exuberant if you hold a sense of optimism, right? It is unpredictable, so we really don't know what's going to happen, because when you throw Uranus into the mix of anything, it's unpredictable.
Right.
And so the best thing is to just remain calm and, you know, look for those opportunities that are coming your way, as opposed to getting erratic or getting angry or frustrated in the process. If you can keep calm and be detached from any type of outcome, then you will see opportunities come your way. And when you see them, then it's up to you on whether or not you want to take them.
Right.
And that's the most beneficial way to utilize this vibration, is just be calm, be patient, and keep your eyes open for those opportunities that are coming.
Cool.
Because they're there. But like I said, if you're frustrated or angry, you won't see them.
Right. Interesting.
Well, yeah.
You know, it seems to be the... Well, as we move, I guess, closer to, we're almost, is it today or tomorrow that we go into Virgo?
Tomorrow, August 22nd, the sun moves into the sign of Virgo.
Woo! Right. Well, everybody thinks of, as we get to that date, when we start going into Virgo, everybody starts thinking about going back to school or starting new things, you know, getting, you know, things kind of together. We still have that vibration of wanting to, you know, start things or get things more well, that's the Virgo part, more organized.
And we need to remember, when working through this type of energy that's being given to us right now, because it's a bit contradictory, right? There's that restlessness and impatience with restrictions. And at the same time, we're trying to hold this very optimistic and exuberant energy.
Right.
And when we do that, what we need to remember, as we remain calm and centered, that we need to make choices from our heart center versus our mind or our ego. And because it's under the same dynamic, if you're operating from the heart, you will see opportunities. If you're operating from the ego, you will be disappointed. Right? You won't see those opportunities because it's not going to happen the way your ego necessarily wants it to happen. But it's happening the way that your heart center is driving opportunities for your own personal growth and awareness. So self-awareness is huge right now. Being self-aware is very, very important during this time. and tapping into that vibration of spiritual growth. So as we make the shift from the sun in Leo to the sun in Virgo, there's a tendency to avoid the heart and focus more on the mind.
Right.
And that's where caution's required because, you know, August 23rd, we have Mercury, which is the mind, moving into the sign of Virgo, which is a mind energy, and that overanalyzing. And we can't do that during this time period. We need to focus on what our heart wants. So we really need to turn inwards and listen to the messages that are coming from our heart, not from our head.
Yeah. Well, that's always important.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, our mind has absolutely, you know, a great functioner that we need it for. But it's our heart has to lead.
Right.
Has
exactly.
To. Yeah.
The mind is a great tool,
sure.
But it's a tool. It's not who we are.
Right.
Right. And it's important to remember that. So listen to the messages on the calling of your heart. Where you're being pulled, like the direction that you're being pulled in,
right,
is where one needs to pay attention.
Hmm. Cool. Okay. We do have the instant feedbacks from last time, so I want to maybe look at one of those. So we might be getting a call. I'm not sure what we're getting here. But we had Kathy with us last time, and she has since called in again. So it's maybe not so much about her blood pressure right now, because she is getting that under control, but it's never been this high before, so she's now taking medication to get it down. But she's just wondering kind of what's been going up with that. Her birthday is, how does the Americans usually do it? Month first, so June 11th, 46. Oh, wait a minute. Was Eric? He might have switched his forts.
Yeah.
He probably switched it. So
he did.
Yes. So November.
So November 6th.
Okay. So I'm just going to quickly see what I get for you, Kathy. And if you're not listening, I can definitely email you. I don't know about Carmen, though. So Carmen's our next one. We'll get after the break. But do remember, you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in instant feedback. Again, add in your date of birth. Be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. All right, so what am I getting? This is an opportunity for you, Kathy, to do some deep learning in something. It's coming up to me around, you know, so there's not necessarily karma, but some deep learning. It's about you figuring out some things with regards to moving forward, maybe making a change in your life with regards to either your work or your house or, you know, something around change. I got the romance card, but that may be a partnership. It may be something that you are working on. So there may be changes around that. And so something around that that you want to work towards, and just to have the courage to sort of move forward. So I would go with what we've been sort of talking about today about, you know, going inside, definitely connecting with the inner instead of all the outside stuff, and not worrying about the stuff, but to figure out, like, this is a huge opportunity right now for you to learn something about yourself. And I know that you've been on Armin's program, so I know that you've been trying to lose weight. And I know that that's been a bit of a struggle and an issue. So it's kind of like your health is being highlighted right now. And hopefully, Nancy, when we come back from break, we'll have some information about, you know, kind of what that's around. But there's something around a partnership or a relationship that you're having, maybe struggles around that, or you're looking at changing around that, but you're supposed to have courage about something. So there's something going on. If Nancy provides more information, then maybe something else will come to me. But we're going to go to our first break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Rudit. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. If you're We're ready to take your calls, so give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send an instant feedback again. Be really clear about what you're wanting, but add in your date of birth, because Nancy is our astrologer extraordinaire, and she connects in with the vibration of your date of birth. All right, you are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit BestAmericanHealers.com. That's BestAmericanHealers.com for details.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Nancy Ruda. Nancy's from UniversalSky.com. We've got some callers, we've got some instant feedback, so we are ready to go. Nancy, did you want to finish up with Kathy?
Kathy, yes. Okay, so as I was looking at Kathy's energy, the first thing I get is intensity. There's a lot of intensity going on, and that intensity is affecting you on a physical level. So, you know, the blood pressure, for example. You're feeling the high blood pressure. And, you know, key word here is stress. There's a lot of stress going on in your environment that you really need to look at seriously. And the question I'm left with is, where do you want to focus your nurturing energies? Because where you should be focusing them is not where you are focusing them. And that's what's creating this level of stress. So you really need to look at, you know, how you're nurturing yourself, how you're nurturing your family or your family environment or your home environment, and say, where can you give back to the self? Because that's really what's needed. Hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And I, you know, practice some breathing exercises so that you can start to get yourself in a little bit more calm a place so that you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because meditation may not work right now when you're in such a high stress, but you need to do something to get your physical body back into a little bit of balance. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, equal breathing, five in, five out. If you can go longer to six or seven, you know, the more you can do it, the more relaxed you can do, the more you pull down your diaphragm. Just, you know, really, really, really get yourself into a more relaxed state. All right, so I hope that helps, Kathy. And we do have a caller, so we'll take Heather from Toronto. Hey, Heather.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi. I wrote an instant feedback last week.
Okay.
And you did answer it, and I think, I'm not sure if it was Nancy that was on there or maybe it was another guest. You mentioned, I was talking about my career, and you had mentioned that there was a lot of emotion around my career and looking for work, and your guest said that I had this entitlement issue or this entitlement that came up. And I just wanted to clarify and ask what that meant. So that's why I called in today.
Okay, so repeat that again.
Which one? All of it?
No, just the last bit about what the guest said.
Okay, so I don't know if it was Nancy that was on last week.
Right.
Pardon?
It was not Nancy, no.
Oh, it was okay, because then you can't really answer it. But there was she mentioned something about that there was this entitlement that I had around my career, and I didn't really understand that. So, and then you mentioned that there was some emotion around my employment, and of course, I guess there is when you're not working, right? But I just wanted to get some clarification on what you meant by that.
Okay. Okay, so.
And I too am an Aquarius with a Capricorn rising.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The entitlement issue, it must have been Tracy.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, the entitlement issue.
I was one of the ones that wrote in near the end.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. The entitlement usually means just that you have expectations around it, and so the expectations can often influence you, and so that may be part of the problem, that the expectations and entitlement you receive around it, that there's too much energy that is flowing out to that, and so it's all focused on the outside instead of, you know, bringing it back in, because all change occurs inside. So it is difficult when you're not employed, and that's what you're looking for. And so if you're struggling in any way financially, or you're challenged with your basic needs, then it does become a little bit of a challenge when you don't have what you're looking for. But you need to sort of balance that out with going inside and finding out inside, you know, what can make you happy, because most of the time it's around that. But with the entitlement and expectations part, it's you trying to control everything on an ego base instead of allowing the universe to sort of provide. So finding a way during the summer to sort of just relax a little bit, enjoy yourself, and, you know, focus on what your heart needs and what your heart wants, instead of, you know, I know that there's the necessity part, but that's still outside of you. And so you don't want to put all your energy there, because it changes up how you are bringing things in. And if you're trying to control everything outside of you, then it's just the energy becomes a little stuck. So my advice is to go with what you know, what really makes your heart sing, like really get into your inner feelings and let go of the anxiety around it, because it will come. It's just, you know, look at how everything is impacting your life. So look at it from a larger perspective, not just an inner, like not just a singularly, I need a job, that's the way, you know, just try and get out of that anxiety, go inside to what makes you happy, do some things that can release some of that anxiety around that, and just and open yourself up to more possibilities. I do see good news coming your way. Just again, focus on what you want. Maybe be some around some children. What are you getting, Nancy?
Yeah, similar vibration. You're in this healing period, so you're going through this healing vibration where you're really being asked to do your internal work versus have this external focus. The not having a job is this external pull. And it's really not about not having the job at all. It's about doing your own internal healing and realigning. There's energy around poverty consciousness, and quite often that does happen when we're not employed and we want to be employed. There's this poverty consciousness vibration, and that's really the mindset that you need to shift. So I can understand where you're a little bit confused in terms of what direction to go in, but really do your own internal work. Where and what that means is, again, it's around self-identity. It's around what does your heart desire? And what does your heart desire of you? Not of your life, not of other people, but what does your heart desire that you do in this moment, at this point in time? And if you can answer that question within yourself, then you'll know exactly where to put your focus. Does that make sense at all, Heather?
Partly, but I think I've done a lot of work. I've gone in, I'm 50. I just turned 50 in February, and I've done a lot of internal stuff, and I went back to school. That was hard for me, and I took a social service position or career, and that was 2 years, and now I'm trying to get back into the workforce, and I've never been without a job. I used to work on an assembly line. I used to do manufacturing, but now it's I'm in a different field. So I've kind of done the internal work. But I think, like you mentioned about, I guess, the poverty thing and all that, yeah, I'm not used to not working, and I need to be vital. I need to be part of society. I need to keep going. So I've put my name in for a lot of volunteer positions.
Good.
And tried to do that. I'm also single too, so, and I'm also looking around at other people that are in relationships and they're buying homes and they're getting married, and you do start to look at, like, I'm always a pretty optimistic person, but then it gets to the point where you're like, Jesus, like, what's going on in my universe here? Why is it always raining on me? You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
And
you feel like you're hitting a universal wall.
Yeah. I totally understand, but your healing period is still continuing. So I get that you've done a lot of work, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's not about looking outside of yourself at this point in time. You still need to keep looking inward, okay? So even though you're looking out and you're seeing relationships and people buying homes, and it's not like the what happened to me, that brings you back into victim consciousness. It's about
saying,
yeah,
and I don't want to go there. Yeah,
I don't want to go there.
Because I understand that can put you in a real bad hole. But
yep.
I think what happens is you get to a point in your life where you're looking and you're like, okay, why isn't some good stuff coming? You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Like, I'm trying, but I just feel like I'm backpedaling.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
So just continue on your healing journey because you're still healing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So there is some positive energy coming towards me at this point or something?
Yes.
Yeah, just be open to it and, you know, just let things sort of flow instead of trying to, I know it's hard. I know exactly what it feels like, but looking at other people and that, you know, that's that expectation thing. That's, you know, that's not going to help anybody because it's just adding to your anxiety of seeing what other people, what you think other people are and where they're in their life. So, but we have to go to break. So
okay,
I hope this
great.
Helps.
Thank you
let
very
me
much.
Know.
That's
okay.
It. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. We are here to take more calls. If you want to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is you want and add in your date of birth, because we have Nancy here today, which is our in-house astrologer. And we've been talking about all the stuff that's been going on. So if you have things going on, I'm sure it has a lot to do with the energies of the times. But we're here to help you. So you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Time, another town, another everything, but it's always back to you. Stumble out in the night under pouring rain, made the block, sad thought, there's more I need. It's always back.
The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, who is our in-house astrologer extraordinaire. And we've been talking to people that have stuff. We've also been talking about all the energies that are going on in the Universal Sky. We have an instant feedback that we received 2 weeks ago from Carmen at the end of the show. Carmen was wanting to tell us about, she has a presence in the house because her kids are petrified of the dark and children are telling her they see things. She also wants to know about a 3-year-old daughter from allergies, but we don't have her date of birth, so I'm not sure we can assist too much with that, although typically children are always a mirror for us. So you might want to look, Carmen, at your what's going on with you and if there's any way that you can sort of heal some stuff so that you can help your daughter, because it will always be around what you are mirroring to the child. But if you're listening today and you want to send us the date of birth of your daughter, we could look into that more. Basically, you know, kids, especially 3-year-olds and even up until, you know, 8, 9 sometimes, are very, very intuitive. So they may see all sorts of things. Kids are also very afraid of the dark. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're, I'm not necessarily picking up a dark presence. There may be things that are going on in your house that your kids are extraordinarily sensitive. You also are sensitive, Carmen. You may have shut it down a little bit at some point in your life that you may have shut down and you're not sure. But there's a lot going on, so I'm not sure that necessarily there's some big problems in your house, but I do get that there's definitely a lot of things going on and your kids are extraordinarily sensitive. So I would look maybe at your own fears and, you know, try and help them find a way to, you know, if there's somebody that's bothering them, they can always tell them to go away. You can tell them to go away. There are also ways to clear a house and stuff that we could get into if you wanted, to email me or, you know, to arrange a session and I can get completely cleared out. But, you know, just look at things, because kids are always there as your mirror. And so if there's some fears that you're having, they may be feeling those fears. There may be some stuff that you need to sort of work on yourself so that the kids aren't as afraid. So there's all sorts of things that could be going on. But I see that, you know, you just need to clear some things up in your own life. There's something you need to walk away from, and I think that might be some of the anxiety and some of the fears where they're coming from. And right now it's just a time to sort of start planning as we move into Virgo, but also just, you know, still have some fun. So find some ways. I think you've been working really hard and sacrificing a lot for yourself and for your children, and I think that that's starting to have an impact on you. Okay, so look into that. Nancy?
Okay. Yeah, very much the same vibration. Carmen really needs to look at why she's pulling these energies in, because I get it's a huge portion of the energies coming into the home is because Carmen's pulling them in through her own intuitive receptors, right?
Can I just put you we need to know from Carrie if you were born in February or March or February or April.
April.
If you could just write us back and let us know. We often switch it around. I'm sure it's probably the 2nd of April, but yeah.
Okay. So yeah, with Carmen, I get that she's the one pulling the energies in, and it happens when you're not balanced or grounded. So you need to remember, you do have a lot of intuitive energy yourself, and you need to remember to remain grounded. And being grounded happens through, breathing, number one, visualizing yourself being anchored to the earth. But also taking things at a little bit of a slower pace. So if you find you're in this rush, 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 rush kind of energy, you need to stop and breathe. And, you know, potentially connect with outdoor energy as well. Because there is this lack of earth energy in your chart. You do have Mars in Taurus, but everything else is fire, air, and water. So that's like the only earth energy that you have in your chart. So there's a lack of earth. You need to ground your energy. And you'll find when you're not grounded, you get sick too. you know, colds, flus, that kind of thing. So balance is huge. Finding the right balance between you and your kids, between you and the home. And I do realize that your home environment is very important to you. But you do need to honor that balance within the self. So that's what I get.
Right. Perfect. And of course, I read the date of birth the way I would read it, which was not what it is. It's February.
Okay.
So that is Carrie. I will start with Carrie now. And if we get, well, Nancy will follow. So,
yep.
Okay. So Carrie is interested in both career and relationship. Without knowing kind of the you're focusing on a Libra sign. I'm guessing that you think Libras and Aquarius work well together. Well, they're both air signs. The Libras are a fascinating sign all on their own, but but we know that because they work on relationships.
Yeah,
a lot. So just so you know. Okay, so career. And I'm assuming you're giving us some idea of the different areas you might be interested in working in, which is, I guess, going on your own, biology or food and nutrition. You know, really, as in always, it's what does your heart desire, Carrie? Like, what is it that you're truly wanting to do? Like, I can see why, and I know Nancy will sort of verify some of this as to what it was in your best. I can see why you would want to be an entrepreneur. Aquarius, we like that. And so that's kind of our thing. Food and nutrition, I mean, it's really up to you. Like, I'm assuming at this point you're probably have had career and you've done a lot of different types of things, or you've started to do different types of things. And, you know, it's nice that you're interested in biology and food and nutrition. I'm sure that you can actually find a way to do all of those together in a way that it might actually really benefit you. So think about how they kind of fit together and what you would like to do with that. But wow, I'm really getting that you have a lot of things happening with you right now, and a relationship is one of them. So just so you know, that seems to be something that is on your plate, and that's great if that works for you. And God love you if you can work with a Libra sign. I see that you've got like some major wishes coming true, and you've got like a huge new beginning. So you're definitely moving into an area that you want to, like, you're definitely moving career wise and love, and things are definitely moving, but you're feeling a little bit restricted. So, this may be the energy of today. It may be the energy that we've been kind of going through for the last year or so. But be as open as you can and follow your heart. Like, do the things that make your heart sing. And if those are all areas that you're interested in, then, you know, find a way to make them all work together so that you can do it. Cause I think it's a possibility, Nancy.
I agree. You need so much diversity in your career. It's not funny. So if you were to do the same thing over and over every day, it would be excruciatingly painful. And that's why you need to encompass all of those energies together. Okay. And the reason I say this is, wow, you're going through huge transformation, number one. Okay. So there's a lot of transformation transpiring for Carrie right now in this moment in time. You don't necessarily know what that looks like, nor is it going to happen overnight. You still have a few more years of integrating this sense of transformation that's transpiring. You have four planets in Aquarius and four planets in Sagittarius. Those are both freedom loving signs. Okay. Which is, don't restrict me. Don't close me in. I need to be open. I need to see the open space. I need to be able to breathe. And it's this, you know, any type of restriction is suffocating to you. And you're learning to be very practical. Now, both of these signs don't necessarily like practicality. But that's kind of like where the lesson comes in, is I need to be practical and I need to focus on something that's tangible and real. And yes, you do, but you need to creatively invent that through everything that you're interested in. So I'm going to say you need to incorporate as much diversity into your career as possible, or else you will be bored within minutes of starting it.
Hmm.
So, because, like, I mean, this is a lot of Aquarius and Sag energy.
It's a lot, yes.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, but yeah.
Yeah, mostly air and fire. Yeah. And, you know, you blow on those flames and the fire just gets bigger, right?
Yeah. Don't let the pettiness of other people sort of stop you from following your dreams. Like, don't listen just because other people think it's, you know, this is what you should be doing. Like, really follow your dreams.
Yeah, your dreams, your heart. It's
yeah.
your heart. You know, I don't even want to go into the relationship dynamic at this point in time because right. there's just so much energy around her career that she really needs to focus on career and yeah. just start doing it.
All right. I hope that helps. And we're going to go to break, our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. We have an instant feedback, but if somebody wants to beat the queue and give us a call, we could take a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Om Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community, published twice a month. Each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. Om Times, changing your vibration one article at a time.
It's been 5 years we've had good and bad. The ivy grows thick and odd. Shave in the morning, don't recognize me. I ask if you're still there, and you answer truly. Don't walk away the time and say I love you anyway. Don't walk away the time and say I love you anyway.
Don't walk away and turn and say I love you anyway. I never ever want to see you till I'm ready. Don't walk away and turn and say.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ritter from Intuitive Sky. Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. Okay, so this is the same Kimberly. All right, perfect. We have a caller, which is the same as the instant feedback that we were just looking at. So, all right, perfect. Hi, Kimberly.
CBS Radio.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. So, just to confirm, it is October 11th?
Yes, 1969.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So we've been talking about, do you want to tell us, or do you want me just sort of read it? Do you want to go in and tell
it? It's up to you. Whichever would be easier for you guys.
All right. So you have a dysfunctional relationship with your parents, and you had something that was your grandmother's in the barn, and you were going to redo it. Is that something that you do, or is that just something you wanted to do for fun?
Something I wanted to do for fun. I just loved the look of the chair. I'd never seen anything like it. And then my father, unbeknownst to me, had it disappeared one day, and I found out he decided to take it out and burn it. No regrets, no sorry. And I'm just wondering, is this another lesson on love and forgiveness? You know, I'm renting from him. It's a horrible situation. Or have I learned enough lessons with him that it's just time to separate and move on?
Right.
And I really do ask this question out of love. It's yeah. No anger or anything.
Yeah. Nancy will let you know why some of this is a little bit challenging for you.
Okay.
Remember how I said in the last one about relationships and Libras?
Yes.
So, you know, that's kind of part of your thing, although I didn't realize it was quite so much of your thing, which Nancy will get into. I mean, parents, regardless of whether you're adopted, they're still the ones you chose. And I know that sometimes feels awkward, but you know, you're in a great healing phase with regards to healing, the relationship with your parents, or not necessarily with your parents, but just healing the dynamics of how you are in relationships with people. And your parents always will be the most significant. So are you actually living in the same house, or do you have a different place somewhere?
A different place 500 yards away. So
okay. So it's your own separate place, but still very close. Okay.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, you will always be their child, okay? And that's the dynamic, regardless of where you are or where, you know, you will always be their child. So they will always have a kind of impact on you. Yes, it's about love and forgiveness. It's also about, you know, being non-attached. I get that probably would have been a lot of fun for whatever reason, you know. Again, love and forgiveness, non-attachment to things. There's a lot going on with you. There's a lot of disappointment in your life. You feel like things have been held back because of where you are and stuff. And you are losing a lot of sleep over this. You're stressing a lot about it. Yes. And so that doesn't help you move into a really positive place to allow change. And so, yes, it has to come from the inside. And yes, it has to be from your heart, and not only your heart, but also your gut. And that's maybe where, you know, we can forgive in a mental way. We can forgive with our heart, but we also have to forgive with our gut, which a different energy altogether. But Nancy, what are you getting?
Okay, so if we go back to the Libra, you have a lot of Libra energy. You have Sun in Libra, Moon in Libra, Mercury in Libra, Uranus in Libra, as well as, Jupiter in Libra.
Yeah.
So you have five planets in the sign of Libra. It's very hard for you to make a decision, especially if you believe that decision is going to hurt somebody else. Okay.
Yeah.
Whether it be hurt yourself or hurt the other person, right? So there's this tendency to put others first. You say you live in a separate place. You don't. You live with your parents, even though you have your own space. Because you're only 500 yards away, you are living with them. So there is something that needs to be completed within that dynamic, and you cannot move on successfully until you've completed that dynamic. Okay. Trying to understand what that is difficult, because It's karmic on some level, okay, in which, and a lot of times things that are karmic, we're not given, you know, a detailed map of this is what you need to do in order to move forward. So a lot of it is hidden from your consciousness, and you may never understand it. But in terms of the chair specifically, yes, it is around love and forgiveness. It's also around detachment. So you really need to look at why are you so attached to particular items. Like, I know you liked the chair and you thought it was funky and, you know, you wanted to redo it and it was connected to your grandmother. Your father may not have had a great relationship with the person who owned the chair beforehand, which is one reason why he wanted it gone.
Hmm.
That's good insight. I like that. Well, I don't like it, but I like your perspective. I really like what you guys are showing me.
Yeah, so, like, it could be that every time your dad saw that chair, it just, like, up and crawled up under his skin, and he got irritated, and he just wanted it gone, right?
Yeah.
So the one thing to consider is don't impose your stuff in their space. So if there's something that you really, really want, keep it in your space. Don't put it in their space.
Okay.
And that has to do with boundaries and respect, right? And
exactly.
If you are going to keep something in their space, ask their permission first, so that there's no miscommunications around what can stay and what can go. And then it may be he needs to ask you permission first before he can destroy something, right? Because he knows that you want it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there may have been this, oh, I didn't realize you wanted it, right?
Right.
And I'm also getting he's not the type of man to apologize. So
yeah,
you can't expect him to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking about what I had said about the gut, and what the gut does is it's your way to digest this. So there's a part of you that just cannot digest the family dynamics the way they are. You can't digest the way, you know, your father and your mother and their relationship and you in this relate, like how you fit in. Like, there's a lot that you can't digest. So just think about that, how you can, you know, feel good within yourself. And that's how the true forgiveness comes, because it's on all levels. So find a way to sort of digest that, one, you created this, you actually chose your parents, and this is how this is what you chose to learn. So see if there's something you can pick up from that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
I really appreciate you taking my call and giving me a different perspective, and I have a lot to digest.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And just accept who they are for the way that they are. They're not going to change. So the only thing that can change is your perspective of the situation.
Okay, that's good advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Take care, Kimberly.
Okay, well, this has been a great show. I know. We got a lot of stuff. I hope that you are okay with what's up in the universal sky, and let us know. Nancy will be back with us on September 4th. Definitely Virgo energy then. you can find out more about Nancy if you go to her website, universalsky.com. I'm Lori from intuitivesoul.com. You've been listening to Sky Radio, powered by CBS.